factors of life and death, and you have to take them seriously.
OK, thank you very much. Darren Millar there, the Conservative AM for Clwyd West and Shadow Health Minister.
10 to 9, and this is a story I'm fascinated. Every time we discuss this, and it comes around on an annual basis, I'm fascinated by the Bilderberg Group. Apparently, a group made up of the world's most powerful, influential people. They meet secretly every year at an undisclosed location, and if rumours are believed, they're meeting again today in Switzerland. Tony Gosling is a freelance journalist and expert on the Bilderberg Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're intrigued by this, aren't we? Absolutely intrigued.
Well, you say apparently, but actually it is absolutely a fact. There's no apparent about it. Yes, they're meeting up in Switzerland. Thankfully, there's a little bit more coverage as the years go by, and Charlie Skelton's down there covering this for the Guardian newspaper. But the organisation is, I think, a pretty dodgy one. First of all, it's been going for about 60 years. About 120 of the most powerful people in the Western world, all from the NATO countries. And I've been studying this for about 12 years or so. And I would say what we're dealing with here is a kind of political wing of NATO. But when you're dealing with the military, as with the United Nations Security Council, you have to ask the question, who's really in charge here? Is it the financial people and the military, or is it the politicians? Because the trouble with Bilderberg is that they invite a smattering of politicians, mostly finance ministers, people like that, or George Osborne has been to these meetings, Ed Balls. The trouble is, as they step through these hotel doors, the politicians swear to secrecy. So what they're saying is that they will talk nothing about anything that goes on inside. And as far as I'm concerned, they're betraying the public that have right. elected them when they go into under those sorts of circumstances.
You mentioned the sorts of people who'll be there. Who will be there this weekend?
Well, Henry Kissinger, although he's very old, as well as David Rockefeller, who's probably the wealthiest man in America and part of the old oil dynasty, Rockefeller banking and oil dynasty, they're there. I mean, these are the people that kind of convene it and finance it, and the whole thing is run by a small steering committee. But the thing that got me most worried about this when I first started looking at it back in the mid-90s was that the whole thing was started by this former SS officer, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. He was an enthusiastic SS officer in the run-up to World War II, and he was chosen as the guy to bring everybody together after the Second World War in 1954 for the first meeting of this group to really face the Soviet threat, which has turned out was largely an illusion. You know, even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Russians never went up to the high levels of readiness that the Americans went up to.
Do you think that? Sorry to interrupt, just with shorter time. Do you really think that decisions are made that affect the way that governments operate at this meeting?
I think definitely the steering group of the Bilderbergs, which is Kissinger, people like Kenneth Clark, who's a major player in all this, I think they are making decisions there. But the conference itself is really a way of selecting the top politicians in the NATO zone. People like Bill Clinton, people like Tony Blair went to this meeting just the year literally before they got their nomination to be a party leader. So what they're doing, I think, is completely undermining the whole democratic process. All the voting that we do during the year, every general election, local election, ultimately is undermined because our leaders are being chosen by what effectively is a kind of cult.
Thank you very much. Tony Gosling, who's an expert on the Bilderberg Group.
It's intriguing. 7 minutes to 9 now.